are seeking. Keep us seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. This grace it brought me saved thus far. In grace will lead me home when we. Shining is the sun. We've known his days to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun, praise God, praise God. God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, hey, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God. Praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen.
There is one good song, there shall be showers of blessing, amen. He always keep his promises, brother and sister. He promised even today, whenever you gather two or three in my name, I'll be there. Amen. Let's come with expectation that he will keep his promise today. Amen. For me and for you. Amen. Amen. There shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing.
There shall be seasons refreshing,
sent from the
above, showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the wild. Abundance of rain, showers of blessing, showers of blessings within. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Come to us, never refreshing, come now, honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand, let's agree together. Let enemies bear our feet, for whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got a power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
We have power. The power already is vested in us.
Amen.
Amen. It is the what is needed is the faith that we will use to make that power to make manifest. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the day so far. Some are from their working places, some from homes, some from school. And the weather is cold out there, but we thank the Lord.
Amen.
When our soul is needing something, there is a place that we run to.
Amen.
And that's why we're here this evening. And one thing is that God's word always is so true.
Amen.
He said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he will be in their midst. Praise the Lord. And he has already promised that he will always stand in the midst of his church. So this evening, there's no exception. Last Sunday, the whole place was filled up. But here you see many empty chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But that same God that came Sunday in our midst is the same God here this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And so there is no difference. Praise God. We thank the Lord. He has given us journey messages from various places. And as we have come, we know we are not going to live here the same. He's surely going to give us something. He's surely going to bless us. Shall we bow our heads? Let's have a word of prayer first. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have called us this evening, Lord, and we have responded to Lord Jesus. We thank you for the day in our working places, in our homes, our children to school and back. Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Lord, even as you have made this deal, God, you made it that your children will be blessed to God. And Father, this evening as we have come to your presence, Lord, we've come with all humility and with all reverence, Lord. We pray that, Lord Jesus, we will find favor in your sight this evening. And even as you turn to the reading of your word, O God, you being the author of it, Lord Jesus, let your word this evening, O God, have a place in us, Lord. We want to hear from you, God. And even, Lord, me as your servant, O God, I'm just a vessel standing here, Lord. Father, just use me as your mouthpiece, Lord, this evening. And Father, even I want to hear from you also. So, Lord Jesus, bless your word as we read and make it a living bread unto us. We ask it in Jesus' name. And even, Father, we want to remember our brethren who are not here this evening. Many of them are to work even as it has been prayed for. Father, be with them, Lord Jesus. And even as many that for some reason they weren't able to make it to God, Father, reach them also, Lord. The blessings that, Lord, we will receive here, Father, we pray that they will receive the same also, God. We commit all into your hands now. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn. It's just a short text that I'm going to read, Revelation 3:10. This evening we shall look at the word we are taking from the same reading. So let's read Revelation 3:10. It said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
Amen.
Oh, we see two things here. He said, as you have kept my word of patience, I'm also going to do something for you.
Amen.
I'm going to keep you from what? The temptation that is coming to come upon the earth here.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you always respond, Lord, to every word of God that has been spoken. And tonight, Lord Jesus, your word, we know it is quick and alive, and it is powerful. Father, let's receive it, O God, as the way the Lord Jesus will place it upon our hearts. Father, let it be an indelible ink, Lord, in our heart, that it will be kept, Lord, even as it takes us a step closer to you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? So we have our topic, the word of my patience. The word of my patience. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Praise the Lord. This morning's devotion, we were listening to the word around patience. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this word patience, even in social life, it is a very powerful word.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. Patience, even in social life, is very, very powerful. Just a little patience, praise the Lord, a little patience can avert a very fatal accident.
Amen.
A little patience, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because many of road accidents and deaths is all because of what? Impatience. Mm-hmm. Because somebody didn't exercise a little patience, and then it causes what? A fatal accident.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. So even in social life, that word patience, without it, is so dangerous. It's something that can cause death. As I've said, many of the accidents and deaths on the road is all because of a little lack of what? Patience. Praise the Lord. So there is an idiomatic expression that says, patience move mountains. Patience move what? Mountains. And it is so true that patience can overcome your frustration.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Patience can overcome your frustration. Patience can overcome your stress.
Amen.
See? Patience can overcome anger and a quick reaction to do something. If you are patient, praise the Lord. You will what? You will think, you wait, and just have a consider what action, the action that you are going to take. You may, just a little patience that you have, you can come toward a very good decision so that you don't rush to make what? A decision. Look, this the First World War. Do you know how many people died?
In the First World War, all because just one man couldn't exercise a little patience. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he told the Bank of Austria, the Bank of Austria, that was what, that triggered what, the First World War. Just one man, a Bosnian man. We didn't exercise just a little patience. And I killed this book. And that triggered what? The First World War. It is so meanwhile, many nations, the big nations, were all in some kind of tension. They were all in an armed race. Each one trying to overdo the other. That person was there anyway, but the reason that triggered it is because of one man's impatience. Praise the Lord. 16 million people died. So you could see that even in social life, patience is so much important that if we are patient in everything that we do, it can avert many disasters. Oh, praise the Lord. So now let's come back to the Bible. Amen. What I want 25, the last one, we have talked about love of patience. So we, in the, today's morning devotion, we're going to know the meaning of God's word of patience, which the prophet gave Abraham as an example of the Lord. Abraham received a promise from God. But surely I will bless you, and I will multiply you. And yet, Abraham had to wait and wait and wait. Praise the Lord. There's a patience, great love of patience, that you wait, believing, no matter the circumstances. We still wait because God's word is that we've spoken, it will have to come true. Praise the Lord. And so, Abraham, according to the Bible, he said, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So, now looking at God's word of patience, there is always at the end of it, there is a reward. If we are able to keep this word of patience and draw it to the end, there is always a reward. Praise the Lord. So, the Bible even speaks about when we read James 5:11, it talks about the patience of Job. And we all know Job, praise the Lord. The Bible said he is the type of Jesus Christ. Because he never sinned. He never did anything wrong. But he suffered all of the world, bitterness, afflictions. The Bible can give. He's one of the people that suffered. Real bitter affliction. Whereas he had not done anything. But that was God's word. God was using him to challenge Satan. Because Satan was telling God that you have made a marriage around Job. That's why God has always been worshipping you. But if you like this thing, just love Job and leave him for me. And I want Job to be with you. Praise the Lord. And Job never knew what was going on behind the veil. But he patiently endured. Oh, praise the Lord. He patiently endured this stress, this affliction, to even the life. Come to him and say, look, I said, you still have your integrity. Why don't you trust God and die? The Bible says in all this, Job never sinned with his lips, nor charged God foolishly. Amen. Even when the test came about the death of his children and all with his possessions have been caught fire and everything, he said, John did what? He turned his death and then put sick love upon himself and fell upon his face and worshiped God. Amen. There's a kind of what a man did to us. Holding on to the person, the word of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And at the end of it, there is a reward. Amen. There is a reward for God. For everyone that will take the person, the word of patience of God, there is always a reward. Amen. Job, when we read Job 42, read Job 42, 9-13. from there, what is Hebrew 10? He said, in the last time in the captivity of Job, when he prayed for his sins, also the Lord gave Job to rise as much as he had before. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he kept the word of God's patience. Praise the Lord. When you go down to even at verse 12, he said, so the Lord blessed the mortal ends of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. Oh, praise the Lord. And he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Because Job held the word of God's patience. Oh, praise the Lord. God is always what? A reward. Amen. Let's look at Joseph. David went in Psalm 105:19. It was about Joseph. He said, until the time that his word came, the word of God tried me. Until that word, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Before God's word of patience came to be fulfilled, the Lord tried him, just like Job. Amen. What Joseph, what happened? The Lord of God's patience came to him in a dream. He dreamed that he and his brothers had gone to the field and they had caught fish. And then his own scouts. Why is that his brother's own all bowed before his own? Praise the Lord. And he told his brothers, and told his father also. And the woman was so simple that one day the brothers were going to work bow before him. Then he dreamt again. And this time he saw the moon and the star, the sun and the moon. And the two stars. They were all bowing before him. Which also meant that his father and mother and brothers are going to bow before him. That was the way how the word of God came to him in a dream. And he did the dream. Praise the Lord. And so it was for him, Joseph, who knew that one day it's going to happen. But look at the way of hell. God's word of peace and traveled. Oh, praise the Lord. It traveled right, sticking from what? A pit. Joseph was thrown into a pit. And from the pit to the 7 meters in Egypt. Is working. And then from the same market to Potiphar's house. Okay, that was better. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, I've got a very nice place and a very good master to work with. Tell them again. Now from God to the province. And from the prison, we are not afraid to know who is Paris. So look at the word hell. This word of patience travels. But Jesus can do all these things. And it came to fulfillment. And at the end of that tree, Jacob became a mighty man. And truly, his brothers came down before him, and later, the father and the mother and the brother, they came and bowed before him. God's word will always fulfill. Amen. It takes that patience. It travels through that kind of word, patience. It matters. Amen. If I ever read that I've been speaking about you, my brother, my sister, what God has said about you, it will travel through many ups and downs. Praise the Lord. One day it will be something really so low, it can so low. Now I've become a true Christian. I've loved the world. I've given my whole life to the Lord. And now look at my situation. When I was in the world, it was better for me. By the way, how do I see it? Praise the Lord. But the Lord, how are you made? The comfort to see it. But when you are in the world, things are better for you. The more you bring yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, more things have become so hard for you. My brother, God's word of patience working in your life. Praise the Lord. His word of patience working in your life. It can travel through many different ways. Just like what Joseph own traveled. But my brother, if you stay steadfast, the end is going to prove that his word is always true and it will never fail. Amen. Also, we can look at what David also. Can look at David also. He was what? He was okay. And looking after his father's sheep. He always goes with his exchange and his way with that pain and so happy. Praise the Lord. Then God himself sent his brother Samuel to come and anoint him to be what? King of Israel. He had been anointed to be king. And when he was anointed, oh yes. He did a wonderful work to glorify God when he killed Goliath. But that was the beginning of his troubles. Amen. Having done such a great thing in the face of the world, then God was when his troubles started. Instead of being loved by Saul, he has been hated. And you know the story of David already. Praise God. I was happy when I was in my father's, to my father's sheep. Now you anointed me to be king. Now I become an fugitive. I cannot even live in the house from one cave to another cave. Sleeping in what? In the wilderness. It's God's word of patience. too many times. And David, in all this, there are always what? See, you will be tried in those situations. You know, Joseph was tried. When Potiphar's wife had wanted what? Had wanted to sleep with him. There is no, you will be tried. You don't know what the woman might have what? Tell Joseph. Say, look, Joseph, I will give you everything. I've tried. I hold everything of my husband. I will give you everything that you need. Joseph said, no. Praise the Lord. The trials will come in that place. When you are holding God's word of patience is holding you. So David was also, he was tried in that in those times. When his enemy was presented to him, Saul, running there asleep. Three times. Praise God. It will never. See? In this world, God's word of patience warning you. All these tests and trials will come. And David, you know how David also went through. But at the end of it, the reward is always there. As long as that you endure to the end, surely you will receive your reward. Amen. And so, we look at the tragedy, the scripture we read. Jesus was talking to the church of Philadelphia. But because God has kept the word of the word of my patience, they went through what? A number of persecutions. Trials, the Church of Philadelphia. Amen. They went through a lot in the hands of the enemies. But they still kept. They still kept their faith. Praise the Lord. Nothing was shutting them out of their faith in the Lord. They kept their faith. Nothing will distract them. Nothing can take them away from the love of God. They stayed steadfastly. And Jesus was commending them. So because you have kept my word of patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. Oh, praise the Lord. Now let's read something here. See, Philadelphia took the word of God's patience, and God promised to keep them also from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the whole world and try them, them that dwell upon the earth. He said, I will keep them from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. The problem is that this verse is not a declaration that the true church will go into what? Through the tribulation. This text that he's talking about. Praise the Lord. But our temptation is not the tribulation. Praise the Lord. It means what it has said. It is not an hour of temptation. He said, this temptation is exactly like the temptation that was in Eden. He said, it will be a very inviting proposition. Now, brother, let's take this, let's listen closely here, because we are coming on to ourselves, praise the Lord, in this age that we are in. He said, this temptation will be like the one that came in Eden. and it will be very inviting proposition. Praise the Lord. That means there will be something presented also to you. It looks so good. But it will be held up in direct opposition to God's commanded word. That very thing that will bring himself will be in opposition what? To the word. Yet, from the standpoint of human reasoning, it will be very right. The temptation, that will come, the hour of temptation, that's what the prophet is breaking down. The way how it will be. It will be a proposition that what will be very inviting. Amen. But it will be in opposition to God's word. But it's not in human reasoning, it will be so good. Oh, that's why we must have the mind of Christ. That's why we got not to what? Allow the world or to have any access into our hearts. Because he said, in the standpoint of human reasoning, it will be so right, so enlightening, and life-giving. Amen. And he said, it is only the very elect that will not be fooled. The hour of temptation that will come to test the church of Philadelphia. God, Jesus is saying that I will do what? I will also keep you away from this temptation. Because you have kept my word of patience, I will also keep you away from this temptation. Amen. It will be deceive me, but you will never be deceived. Praise the Lord. And now the thing is, in this our present time, there is the word of his patience. Amen. There is his word of patience. He's expecting that one of these days there is going to be a rapture.
Amen.
There is going to be a rapture. And that is what? God's word of patience.
Praise God.
Because it means that patience. He has spoken it.
Praise the Lord.
He has spoken it. But it has not come. And nobody knows when it is coming.
Oh, praise the Lord.
No one knows when. But it has been spoken. And that coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to take his bride away is God's word of patience.
Amen.
It's God's word of patience. And so as many that will trip,
oh praise the Lord,
will trip this word of God's patience in his heart or in her heart, then he is going also to keep you from the hour of temptation of this time that we are living in.
Amen.
How do you keep that word of his patience about the rapture, about his coming, which no one knows the time, the hour, the minute, the second that it will come? But as you are keeping it in your heart, and living the life that is not right waiting for that moment, then he also is going to keep you away from the power of temptation of this time that we are living in. Praise the Lord. Those who are living in that hour, the hour of temptation, we are living in that hour. And my brother looked at the way how the world had been deceived. Look at the way how the churches had been deceived. Look at the way people that say they are Christians, look at the way they have been deceived. Because they are not keeping his word of patience, the word how he is what he expects us. Praise the Lord. His word of patience to us. We thank the Lord we have a prophet. Amen. And so, the life that we are living is always a testimony to prove if we are keeping his word of patience. He's coming. He said, I'm coming. Praise the Lord. I'm coming to take my bride away. But you don't know the time, you don't know the hour. Praise the Lord. And so it becomes his word of patience. We have to patiently wait for it. As Abraham patiently waited for Abraham, I will bless you. I will multiply you. Oh, praise the Lord. And the Bible says, Abraham standeth not, but he believed and patiently waited, and reward, he obtained the promise. He got the reward. For it is also, he has given us his word of patience, that I'm coming one of these days. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, we now need to be also patiently wait. And while we are waiting, Abraham, while he was waiting, the Bible says what? He believed. We got to also believe. Because he gives his word of patience to us. Amen. And if we will live by it, then there is a reward that surely we will receive. And so, the bride today is keeping the word of God's patience. And God has been faithful keeping the bride from the hour of temptation. Come and look at all what is going on. You can mention many of them. Praise the Lord. Look at what? What's going on out there? We can read a lot of them. We can see a lot of them happening. We are in that hour, the hour of temptation, that the prophet said, only the very elect will not be fooled. The elect will not only be caught, but as this move becomes the image of the erected to the beast, the saints will be gone in the rapture. Amen. So now, my brother, we are waiting on his word of patience. And the only thing we need to do is to sit steadfastly and live according to what? The message that we have received in this our age. Praise the Lord. I Mother, never let his words take one word out of it. Never let us add one word to it. But the way how it has been given, let's pray by them. My brother, if there is anything that the church have laid down, it is what? The will of God for the church. We must always be obedient. If we have nothing holding us, praise the Lord. Every Wednesday, we are supposed to be in the house of God. If genuinely nothing is holding you, my brother, you need to keep his word of what? Patience. And respond to every work that is what? I need to be done in his house. Praise the Lord. We need to take his word and move by it. That means you are keeping his word of patience. Praise the Lord. Being obedient to his word. Being reverent to his word. Keeping his word status. Abiding by every commandment. You are keeping his word of patience. That he is coming. Praise the Lord. And you will receive the reward if you keep it. He will also keep you from the hour of temptation. My brethren, we have been kept away from the hour of temptation. God has been faithful. Praise the Lord. We have been truly faithful. We have been kept away from all these words and beliefs. Then let's come to what? The Christian life. One of them, if you want to know, just common baptism. Praise the Lord. People baptizing the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But you are keeping the word of his patience. We promise you, baptism has been the name of Jesus Christ, and you have believed it. Oh, praise the Lord. And you are living by it. These are all words keeping us away from the hour of temptation. Look at the other day, someone was now a believer, just want to say in this message that he is now the Jesus. How could you imagine that? Now, in this message, not even outside this message. But look at the deception now. Someone who says he believes this message now has taken the place of Jesus Christ. Preaching to what? Preaching to his congregation. He said, when you ask Jesus, Jesus, do you receive? But when you ask Oratory, don't you receive? Look at that! Preaching this in the blood of church. Because once over to Canaan is, I need maybe $1,000. Okay, $1,000. He can give it to you. Then he asks you, when you ask, he said, you get. But when you ask over to you, you see. Look at this, he's taking the place. Now, I saw what we call the pyramid. Now he makes himself now, he is a pyramid. And making himself a top stone. Oh man! This is the deception that God is keeping you from this hour of temptation.
Amen.
I'm sorry for the congregation that are following him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, if any wind of doctrine will just blow across anywhere, God will keep you from that temptation. As long as you are also keeping his word of patience, always praying, always looking to his coming, that you know that it can happen at any time, and so always you are ready That shows that we are keeping the hour, we are keeping His word of patience. So, my brother, let's be thankful to the Lord, as He said, the elect can never be deceived. These things will come, but the elect will always will be kept away from this hour of temptation. Let's keep on strongly believing in the word, the message, always meditating day and night. That is what the Lord is expecting us. Because today He said the temptation will come as follows. He said the ecumenical move that has started on what seems such as a beautiful and blessed principle. See? The ecumenical council. Now what is happening? I read something like, I said someone sent a post. Now, all the churches, they are coming together. Praise the Lord. The Hindus, all these sects and all what, now all of them are seeing that it is good to come together. My brother, you see, this scripture is fulfilling. Amen. Praise the Lord. They will all come together, but the bride can never be part of it. That's why, you see, you are being kept from the hour of temptation. Because you are also keeping His word of patience, waiting on Him, waiting and looking with all expectations that truly He is coming. Praise the Lord. He said, what is going to come is that now they become so strong politically that she bears pressure upon governments to cause all to join with her, either directly or through adherence of principles enacted into law, so that more people will be what? Recognized as actual churches, unless under the direct or indirect domination of this council. It's coming, my brother. Praise the Lord. But He said before that image will be erected, I will take you away. Oh, praise the Lord. That will be our reward as we keep on observing, we keep on His word of patience, believing it. My brother, you surely, your reward will be being taken away into what? Into the rapture. So let's keep on, my brother, my sister. Let's be strong. Let's be like Joseph, meditating upon day and night, upon the word. Let's do it, my brother. Because as we are doing it, He will always keep us from the hour of temptation. Nothing can what? Deceive you. Nothing can what? Change your mind. Nothing can draw you away from what you are believing. Because He is also keeping you away from that hour of temptation. Glory to blessings. Shall we stand? And let's keep on trusting in Him. Let's keep on waiting on Him. Let us all the time dedicate ourselves to Him. Let's keep on running the race with all patience, looking on to no one to the utter and finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. Let us bow down. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank You. That there are many things that are going about in this world that we are living. This gross darkness that is now upon the world. beginning now to darkness, as the prophet said. Is it not the same darkness that was upon Israel that is now upon the churches? And the prophet said, it is true, because you won't believe it when you are out of it. You see how people have become so gullible that they can accept anything at all. But Lord, we thank you that as we are keeping your word of patience, Lord, knowing that, O Lord Jesus, as you have promised, that you will come and take your bride away, Lord, we thank you, you have fulfilled your part also, that you are keeping us, Lord, away from this hour of temptation. That you are keeping us away, O Lord Jesus, from the deception that is all over the place, Lord. Father, all that we seek, O God, that you continue, Lord, to quicken us. You continue, Lord Jesus, to keep us, Lord, closer to your word, Lord. Father, continue to protect your children, O God, even our youth and our children that are growing. Father, we see the wicked world, O God, implementing many things that Lord Jesus is going to be an adverse effect upon these children. The Lord Jesus, one thing we know, that always when the enemies are coming like a flood, O God, your spirit will raise standards, Lord. Father, we pray, committing this, our children to your hands. As they go out there and mix, Lord, with different characters and spirits, Lord, Father, we pray, the Lord Jesus, what they have been established upon, Lord, they will never be shaken away, O God. And Father, it will take, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, O God, or to be, Lord, a token upon them, Lord. So, Father, we want to pray to Lord Jesus that, Lord God, you have fulfilled your part, O God, keeping us away from the deception, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord, this evening. As Lord Jesus, we have received this. We pray that we know how, Lord, to relay, O God, this same message to our brethren who are not here. That we will be always thankful and grateful, Lord, to you for what you have done for us. And Lord Jesus, in our hearts, let's keep the fire burning. Let's keep, Lord Jesus, your word of patience, Lord, knowing that surely it will come to pass. And Lord Jesus, once again we say thank you, we bless you, Lord. As you brought us in, O God, we commit our going out also into your hands. That, Lord, you grant us generosity, Lord. And Father, the rest of the week, we commit them into your hands. Coming here on Friday and the weekend, Lord, services, we commit all into your hands, O God. Father, let us always continue in the truth, in the word, in the message. What, Lord Jesus, you have laid for us. Help us, Lord, to live by them, O God. We thank you once again. We give all the glory to you. We bless you. We remember our pastor, Lord, this moment, O God. Father, be with him and keep him, Lord Jesus. Continue, Lord, for him to stand, Lord. Oh, without fear, without favor. Continue, Lord, to use him, O God, that he will be uncompromising, Lord, that he will stay true to your word, O God. That, Lord Jesus, he will lead, O God, the sheep, the Lord, you have given unto his hands, Lord, that one day, Lord, it will be, O God, a great presentation, a church that is without blemish, that without spot, without wrinkle, Lord, a holy church that will set you, present yourself, O God. Father, let it be so. We commit the church into your hands, knowing all the needs, Lord. Father, as the year we have started, God, we know the Lord Jesus, the end is going to bring us glorious times, Lord, and we shall once again give the glory to you. We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name we pray. With all thanksgiving. Amen. God to bless you. Let's keep on praying. Let's keep on putting His word of patience. He will surely come. Do you believe it? He will surely come. So let's keep that word of patience in our heart. And He will also keep us, as even He is now, keeping us from the hour of temptation, the hour of deception. God to bless you. God bless you.
We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.